We also have with us Mrs. Russell Kirk in the audience, and because of that presence, I can't resist reading to you an obscure passage from the annals of the Philadelphia Society contributed by the late Ben Rogge. And he says, it was at a society meeting here in Chicago that that medieval monk, Russell Kirk, first presented to the world his lovely and charming wife. The reason that she has missed so many meetings since is that she has been pregnant a good deal of that time. Medieval monk indeed. just before lunch, some of us went to Don Lipsett's room, and I must tell you about some of the conversation that passed. Ed Meese said to Don, said, you know, Don, I've known of the work of the Philadelphia Society for years and have thought very highly of it, but tell me in your own words, what precisely is its purpose? And Don said, well, Ed, there are three theories. So the traditionalists take it as a matter of faith that the Philadelphia Society has a purpose, but believe that purpose to be unknowable. The libertarians believe that the Philadelphia Society may well have a purpose, but that it is irrelevant to the ongoing workings of the market. And the fusionists believe that the Philadelphia Society has a purpose and that it does not. Since I work for the man who will speak next, it would be sycophantic for me to dwell on his virtues and dangerous to do otherwise. I will therefore be brief. And I will introduce him not as counselor to the president, but as the most visible wearer of the Adam Smith necktie. It never goes before the public or the press without his Adam Smith necktie. And he is criticized by some for wearing his beliefs around his neck. But I don't personally regard the act as political or partisan in that sense. When I think of Adam Smith, I think of the idea of liberty. And I think of what Professor Hayek once said so well, that Adam Smith gave to the world the idea that the spontaneous collaboration of free men often creates things which are greater than individual minds can fully comprehend. And I'm proud to be with all of you who, although we have very different ideas about many different matters, can all agree on the value of freedom. And I'm honored to introduce to you a man who, by his words, and not only his words, but by his deeds, has shown that he subscribes to that view. He's one of us, a movement conservative named Edwin Meese III.